This goes to Dr. Wager, W-A-G-E-R, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A, Ward, W-A-R-D, date of birth August 10, 1938. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ward with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and history of recurrent UTIs. Her last visit was September 8th last year. She's feeling well. She has dropped 5 pounds in weight over the last 6 months, and she does try to watch her caloric intake in order to keep her weight under control. Her last hemoglobin A1C was about 7.1, she believes, and she's following her diabetic diet carefully. Her metformin has been stopped, and now she's taking glipizide 10 milligram twice a day instead. And she feels as if the blood sugar is still well controlled using that increased dose of glipizide. No headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, or cough. Urine is clear. No, it is slightly cloudy at times, without pain, without blood, without odor. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight the losartan is 50 milligram daily, and she takes 50 in the morning and 25 in the evening, it says. And she takes magnesium, 500 milligram twice a day. The glipizide is 10 milligram twice a day. Hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily. She takes a multivitamin and biotin and Tylenol, 8-hour, 650 milligram tabs each, 2 daily. Also, Synthroid. Physical exam, weight 145 pounds, pulse is 78, blood pressure was 140 over 80, neck is supple, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender, and no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done December 19th, 2025. She's due to have them again within the next 2 weeks. Creatinine 1.33, estimated GFR is 39, electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.2, phosphorus is 3.4, her hemoglobin is 11.4, white count was elevated, and this she says that she was sick with some vomiting, diarrhea, and cough and sinus infection at the time these were drawn. Platelets 300,000. And the urine, 30-plus protein, very small amount of white blood cells in the urine, no bacteria and no growth for bacteria either. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. The patient will continue getting labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. And 3, diabetic nephropathy, stable. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.